Lektion 11. Once again, Lektion 11. Personalpronomen im Nominativ. Before we begin with the list of pronouns, we should first understand what a pronoun is. Personal pronouns replace the nouns in a sentence. The pronouns make a sentence shorter and avoid the repetition of a noun in a sentence or in a text. The pronouns in German are gender-specific. Hence, the nouns should be replaced by the appropriate pronoun. There are a few other things we need to consider when we are using personal pronouns. You need to know what person you're talking about. When talking about myself, I will be using first person. When I'm talking to someone, that someone will be the second person. And when talking about someone, that someone will be the third person. Another aspect to be considered is if the person is in singular or in plural. Selecting a pronoun depends on these factors. Pronouns are not only used for persons, they are also used for things. Let's look at the first set of pronouns in first person. In singular, we use ich, and in plural, we use wir. Here are two examples. Ich wohne in New York. Here I'm talking just about myself. Wir wohnen in New York. Here I'm talking about ourselves, also in first person, but plural. Let's look at another example. Try to concentrate on the use of the pronouns ich and wir. Ich heiße Maria. Ich komme aus Spanien. Ich habe ein Kind. Wir wohnen in Berlin. Maria is talking about herself, hence using the pronoun ich. As soon as she talks about herself and child, she uses the first person pronoun in plural, wir. Now let's look at the personal pronouns in the second person. The situation in which you're talking to the second person can either be formal or informal. This we have already learned in the previous lessons. Here are the pronouns in the informal situation first. In singular, that is when we are talking to a single person, we use du. And in plural, when we are talking to more than one person, we use ihr. Here's an example for each one of them. Max, wo wohnst du? Max is a single person. Hence, we use du. Julia und Peter, wo wohnt ihr? Here we are talking to two people. Hence, we use the pronoun in plural, ihr. Do remember, since the situation is informal, you will address the people with their first names. Here are now pronouns of the second person in a formal situation. For singular, you would use here sie. And for plural also, that is when you're talking to more than one person, you would use sie. That should be easy to remember. Here's an example for each one of them. Herr Müller, wo wohnen Sie? And when talking to more than one person, Herr und Frau Müller, wo wohnen Sie? Please remember to use Sie with a capital S, irrespective of its position in the sentence, whether it's at the beginning of a sentence or in the middle. Let's move to the personal pronouns in the third person. The personal pronouns in the third person can be in singular or in plural. Also, they are gender specific. For masculine, you would use er. For feminine, sie. And for neutral, you would use es. And if you're talking about more than one person, you would use sie. Here are a few examples to see how you can use these pronouns. Das ist Michael. Michael wohnt in London. We learned that pronouns are used to avoid the repetition of the nouns. Hence, Michael will be replaced with er. Er wohnt in London. similarly in the next examples. Das ist Michaela. Michaela wohnt in Paris. Or, sie wohnt in Paris. This Z is written with a capital S only when it's at the beginning of a sentence. Here's the next one. Das ist mein Buch. Das Buch ist alt. Or, es ist alt. Now let's look at the example for plural. Das sind Petra und Jürgen. Petra und Jürgen wohnen in Hamburg. Replacing Petra und Jürgen with a pronoun, you will say, Sie wohnen in Hamburg. This Sie is also written with a capital S only when it's at the beginning of a sentence. So we have learned 4 uses of Sie in this video. If you are confused when to use which Sie, you can watch our video on this topic. The link can be found below in the description. Now let's summarize the personal pronouns we have just learned. Do remember, pronouns can either be in the first, second, or the third person. They can be in singular or in plural. In first person singular, you would use ich. That means, when talking about yourself, you would use ich. Whereas in plural, you would use wir. That means, when you talk about you and your family, or you and your friends or colleagues, then you can use wir. In second person, it can either be formal or informal. In informal singular, you use du, whereas in plural, you use ihr. In both these cases, you would address the people with their first name. If you're talking to Anne, use du. If you're talking to Anne und Maria, use ihr. In formal singular and plural both, you use sie. That means, when talking directly to Frau Schmidt, use sie. And when talking to Frau und Herr Schmidt, then also use sie. In the third person singular, you use er for masculine, sie for feminine, and es for neutral. The pronoun in plural for all three of them is sie. For example, if you're talking about Martin or der Lehrer, then you use er. When talking about die Freundin or Martina, then use sie. When talking about a thing that's neutral, for example, a book or car, das Buch oder das Auto, then you will use the pronoun es. When you're talking about more than one person or things indirectly, for example, when talking about Martin and Martina, then you would use sie. So these were the personal pronouns in the nominative case. Hope you enjoyed learning them.